Barbarian tribes of Rome, the Anglo-Saxons and their religions. The Angles, the Saxons, and Jutes all belong to a major Indo-European group called the Germanic people. Like many early Indo-European cultures, the Germanic culture revolved around a polytheistic religion. However, different regions had different takes when it came to their pantheon. That's why, for example, historians and researchers can't decide which deity was the head of the Slavic gods. There's a reason to bring this up when we're talking about the Anglo-Saxons. Before they converted into Christianity, they didn't have any written records of their everyday life, such as most that we have on the Anglo-Saxons came later from authors like Bede and Stephen Rippon, who wrote the life of St. Wilfrid. However, these and other documents were written from the viewpoint of the Christian church. In other words, the authors didn't really deal with the pagan traditions as much as Christianity itself. When we read these texts, we only find hints of pre-Christian customs, a word or two here, a line there, but nothing extensive, nothing concrete. Certainly nothing that can help us piece together what the ancestors of the English actually believed in. There are, of course, other pieces of evidence, such as archaeological remains found in old grave sites. One way we can learn of what certain people believed is a good look at how they buried their dead. In the overwhelming majority of cases, the person of higher status would get an elaborate burial. This wasn't just limited to kings and queens, however. Other minor members of the ruling class, such as high priests and distinguished soldiers, would get buried in extravagant tombs with all of their belongings. Naturally, the most intriguing place to find traces of Anglo-Saxon religion lies within the language itself. Linguists and etymologists have looked at the different names of settlements for clues of their earliest history. Oftentimes, the Anglo-Saxons, as well as the native Britons before them, would name their cities after one of their deities or a particular practice that they would engage in when it came to their religious customs. For example, terms like hearth, lee, woe translate respectively to sanctuary, holy grove, or holy woodland, an idol, temple, or shrine of a god. These words would be combined with the name of an existing deity, and later cultures would just adopt the name as the towns grew. So who were the gods of the early Anglo-Saxons? Well, it's more than likely that their pantheon was similar, if not outright the same, as other German tribes, such as the Scandinavians. There are even similar names of these gods. For example, the god whose name the medieval authors mention most often in relation to old Anglo-Saxon is Woden. We can assume that he was the chief deity of the Anglo-Saxon pantheon, considering how many later kingdoms claim him as their ancestor. Kings of Kent, Wessex, Mercia, and East Anglia all were believed that they descended or stemmed from Woden. If we compare his name to other Germanic gods, it's no surprise that the majority of etymologists and experts on ancient religion associate him with Odin. If Woden really is just a different pronunciation of the titular Norse god, we can assume that he was in charge of wisdom, death, healing, and other duties commonly attributed to Odin. Several towns in Britain bear Woden's name in them. These include Wenslow, Wensley, Woodensboro, and Wensdyke. Wensley, in particular, combines Woden's name with the term Lee, meaning that early Wensley was Woden's holy wood. Woden was also known as Grim at this time. So places like Grimsbury, Grimshill, Grimsdyke also reference this god. Other deities who appear frequently in the British place names is Twy or Tui, possible equivalent of Tyre, a god whose name we see in Tuesley, Tuso, Tismer. Then there is Thunor, whose Norse counterpart is probably Thor, and places like Thunderfield, Thunderly, Thundersley bear his name. Considering that a few of these places have the term holy wood in them, it's safe to say that these were the spots where Anglo-Saxons worshipped these particular gods. Of course, there's also the goddess Frigg. Right now, we have found little concrete evidence of Anglo-Saxons worshipping her directly in Britain, but some scholars suggest that the towns of Frobury, Freefolk, Froyal, and Ferthyrn all contain her name. Other minor deities would also have made up the pantheon of the Anglo-Saxon. Gods like Sexnet, Igwe, Get, as well as the goddesses Estri and Hetera, appearing in several written sources in early Anglo-Saxon Christian literature. But there are even earlier sources. If we look at the continental Saxons, Tacitus's work Germania mentions that they, alongside their other German tribes, worshipped the earth mother, whom they called Nerthus. While there's no direct evidence that the Saxons continued this practice when they migrated to Britain, it's possible that her worship survived in a different form. Probably the most famous example of the god's name being used in everyday Anglo-Saxon speech comes from the naming of the days of the week. These names survive today and are well in use despite extensive changes that occurred throughout the centuries in the history of Britain. In fact, this practice came from the Roman day-naming system, but nearly all the Roman gods were replaced with their Germanic equivalents. Monday translates to Moon's Day and references the god Mani. Tuesday is reserved for Tui or Tyre. Wednesday is the most obvious here, referring to Woden. Then there's Thursday, reserved for Thunor or Thor. Friday references the goddess Frigg, while Sunday or the Sun's Day is dedicated to the goddess Sol. The only weekday that didn't get an Anglo-Saxon Norse equivalent is Saturday, which translates to Saturn's Day. Obviously, Saturn's a Roman god, and had the Anglo-Saxons wanted to replace his name with their own divine equivalent, they would have probably chosen Ymir. Anglo-Saxon religion might have included lesser fantastic beings such as elves, dragons, and dwarves. A few old settlements contain words such as Thyrs or Draka, which means giants and dragon, hinting that the Anglo-Saxons believed in them. Other terms such as Puka, demon or goblin, Sinna, specter or ghost, Hagtest, witch, Skrata, demon, warlock. But there's one key aspect we have to keep in mind. Starting in 793 CE, Viking incursions in Britain became frequent. Therefore, it's safe to say that some of these names might have come from the Viking invaders settling on the island. Both Anglo-Saxons and Vikings are Germanic in origin, so it's not out of the ordinary that they had similar beliefs that used more or less the same terminology. But even if we take the Vikings out of the equation, Anglo-Saxon place names could have come about even after they converted to Christianity. So it's quite a little mess here. Now, next time, we're going to be looking at Anglo-Saxon custom. Now, the sources for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owens, Attila the Hun by Worrell, The Burgundians by Charles River, The History of the Ostrogoths by Burns, and The History of the Vandals by Jacobson, as well as The History of the Barbarians. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.